Helen Suzman, a South African who fought for racial equality for decades within the country's apartheid-era parliament, died Thursday in Johannesburg. She was 91. Suzman served in parliament for 36 years, from 1953 to 1989, and was known for heated confrontations with leaders of apartheid and for her visits to Nelson Mandela in his prison cell on Robben Island. After apartheid fell, Suzman remained a prominent social critic, at times taking issue with officials of the African National Congress. Terry spoke to Helen Suzman in 1993, just before the multiracial elections that permanently abolished apartheid, and after the publication of her memoir, called In No Uncertain Terms. Suzman was a controversial figure internationally because she opposed economic sanctions against South Africa, arguing they harmed poor blacks more than whites. She eventually acknowledged that sanctions had a significant impact.
I do not deny that sanctions played a part in expediting the end of the apartheid system, but at dire cost of thousands upon thousands of jobs. And you know how important jobs are in every country in the world. Every candidate talks about creating jobs for his constituents, and it's no different in South Africa. And, of course, that's the reason for the violence, which is upsetting a lot of people, and that's really the reason why a lot of people are talking anyway about wanting to leave.
So you think sanctions had something to do with
it? Oh, yes, and I don't deny
and
that.
You opposed sanctions.
Yes.
If you had it to do over again, would you not oppose economic sanctions?
I would oppose economic sanctions because I think the cost was too high in a country that has no social welfare support system, no dole, no food stamps. And if you lose your job, unless you were in a skilled occupation where you contributed to an unemployment insurance fund, you get nothing. And that is why the crime has increased so terribly. I think the apartheid system would have broken down anyway because of black resistance and because of South Africans did not like the isolation from sport and cultural events in the world. And also simply because the apartheid system no longer could be maintained. You cannot maintain segregation in an integrated economy. And all these were reasons why it broke down.
You were elected to Parliament just 5 years after apartheid was codified by the National Party, just 3 years after the Racial Classification Act. So this repressive system had just been put into place in an official way. What did you see as your role as the lone voice of dissent? Did everybody in Parliament feel like your enemy? I mean, were they unfriendly to you as well as your political opposition?
Some people were quite friendly. They sort of liked me despite my views, but most of them really were very unfriendly. I mean, I never had a meal with any of my colleagues during those years. I used to go upstairs and have a meal upstairs with my secretary and researcher, or I used to have guests in the public dining room at Parliament, but I never sat down with my caucus, with the caucus people of the National Party or the United Party.
Were you ridiculed within Parliament for being anti-apartheid or for being female or for being Jewish?
Well, a bit of all of that, but ridiculed is not quite the word. I was attacked, and that's rather different. It was much more aggressive than ridicule.
Mm-hmm.
And, being a woman didn't make any difference to me. I mean, I reckoned, I knew that if you wanted to be considered the equal of male colleagues, you had to be better than them. And let me tell you, that wasn't that difficult. And as far as being Jewish is concerned, well, you know, that depended on the way Israel behaved at United Nations, funnily enough. You know, if United Nations voted against South Africa at UN, then at least if Israel voted against South Africa resolution at UN, then I used to come in for a lot of anti-Semitic interjections. On the other hand, after Israel won the Six-Day War, I was treated as a heroine, almost as if I'd done it myself, because the government identified with Israel as a sort of small country surrounded by dark-skinned neighbors, and there was this amazing Six-Day victory.
You know, I'm thinking about all the incredible repression that you were trying to fight, the murders of activists, the totally inhumane imprisonment of blacks, and especially of blacks who were leaders of the opposition, and yet you had to voice your opposition in this very kind of genteel setting, the parliament. And granted, I know people we're, you know, very vocal in arguing with each other, but still it's kept with argument. I mean, this is the kind of thing people fight to the death over. You know what I mean? This is the kind of thing that people put their lives on the line for. And I'm wondering if it was ever frustrating to be dealing with such incredible repression and oppression, to be dealing with the people responsible for it, and to only be able to argue with them.
Well, I mean, short of taking a gun and shooting them, what else could one do? I mean, it was an opportunity at least to voice one's utter despair and dismay at what the government was doing, and knowing that this would probably be printed in the press the next day, and keep some values alive in that country. Otherwise, the whole thing was just a morass of, as you say, oppressive legislation and people being ill-treated without anybody even knowing about it. So it had its value. It, strangely enough, the government, for all its authoritarianism, had a very healthy respect for the parliamentary system, which was why I, who was known to be opposed to everything, was given very adequate time to debate.
Helen Suzman, who spent decades campaigning against apartheid, speaking with Terry Gross in 1993. Suzman died yesterday at her home in Johannesburg. She was 91.